Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today's show, we're talking about a major shift that's been anticipated, but is now starting to appear. But first, thank you to the listeners who've been sending in questions. I love to do AMA episodes, Ask Me Anything. If you have a question, send it in. If it's a question that I think is going to be of broad interest, I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Okay, we're back. In today's show, we're talking about a major shift that's been anticipated, but is now finally starting to appear. That major shift is called China. Last month, investors from China sold more property in the U.S. than they bought for the first time in nearly a decade. Now, to be clear, we're talking about commercial real estate, not really talking about single-family homes. And the data being tracked by Real Capital Analytics is limited to transactions over $10 million in size. In June, Chinese investors bought $126 million in U.S. real estate and sold $1.29 billion. If we go back to 2008, Chinese investors were really not very active in the U.S. market at all. They were somewhat active in Canada, principally Toronto and Vancouver. And by 2012, they started to notice the bargains in the U.S. and at that time bought about $5 billion of U.S. real estate. And that's grown every year very steadily. By 2015, U.S. purchases equaled $25 billion and peaked last year at $33 billion. However, by 2017, Chinese investors had started to take some profits and also sold about $5 billion of U.S. real estate. Fears about stalling activity grew after news from the Chinese government about a clampdown on the outflow of capital. Recent official announcements from the China State Administration of Foreign Exchange point to tighter scrutiny of deals, at a time when Chinese investors' demand for overseas commercial real estate remains red hot. While stricter regulation and scrutiny is definitely going to reduce activity, Chinese appetite for overseas real estate is not likely to disappear anytime soon. Acquisitions from China have definitely pushed prices up. We've seen many examples of investors paying way above market. Most notable example was the purchase of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Manhattan for $1.95 billion. That comes to a price of $1.4 million per hotel room, a premium of 40% over the highest price paid up to that point by the Anbang Insurance Group of China. The hotel is currently closed for renovations, and other major purchases of marquee properties in the U.S. have included the Plaza Hotel, the Carlyle Hotel, and the General Motors Building, all in New York City. However, the purchases are not limited to billion-dollar marquee properties. They're occurring at all levels of the market. They're happening at the level of individual condos, to multifamily apartment buildings, and to much larger industrial projects, development land, and yes, of course, hotels nationwide. Looks like, for the time being, Chinese investment may be drying up. We'll have to look at the numbers for July, but the numbers from June sit in stark contrast to the first quarter of the year, where Chinese investors placed nearly $12 billion of capital in U.S. real estate. So the month of June is a dramatic reversal of a trend that's been going on now for at least 5 years. So prices are a function of supply and demand. The market has experienced five solid years of international investment, and it's been one of the factors that's pushed prices up. Now, I'm not saying it's the only factor, but definitely one of the factors. Domestic money has gone in search of higher yield and found real estate to be a great choice, especially in the ultra-low interest rate environment that we've had for several years. Institutional money that might have otherwise chosen fixed yield investments has come in search of real estate looking for higher yield. As interest rates rise, some of that institutional money may go back to its old ways, and that could bring downward pressure on prices as less money pours into real estate from these couple of very important sources. These are two headwinds that we're going to be facing in real estate markets in the coming months and longer. So as you're thinking about your acquisition strategy, might be time to be patient and wait for prices to pull back a little bit. That's right, be patient. Don't feel pressure to just rush out and do a deal for the sake of getting one done. We're nearly 190 episodes into the podcast, and if you're relatively new to the podcast, it might seem overwhelming to go back through all of that content. If you'd like a list of what I consider to be the 10 best episodes of the show, send me an email to victor@victorjm.com and put best of in the subject line. That's best of in the subject line to victor@victorjm.com, and I will send you the list of the top 10 shows. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.